You said the last incident happened several nights ago.
Yeah, I woke up in my bathtub. No memory, just blood on my hands. God, it was awful.
You've experienced memory gaps before, Darla. But this strength you describe, it's new.
I threw a man. He must have weighed 200 pounds. Just tossed him like he was made of paper. I don't even work out, Dr. Klein. I couldn't do that if I tried.
And afterward, you remembered nothing.
Nothing, just this emptiness. But I felt something, like I wasn't alone. Like someone else was still there, watching.
Darla, I want you to focus. In those moments, have you ever heard a voice? Maybe felt a presence inside your mind?
Sometimes. I hear laughter. Quiet. Faint. But it's not mine. It never is.
Does the voice ever speak to you directly?
No. I mean, maybe it's hard to explain. It's like, it waits.
Darla, does it have a name?
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to do this anymore.
But it does have a name, doesn't it? You've heard it. Maybe not clearly, but deep down, you've always known.
Please, don't make me say it. My head hurts so bad.
Darla, who is it? Say the name.
He's asking if I have a name. Isn't that cute?
Darla?
Not anymore, Doc. She's out cold. You can call me Jerry.
Jerry, I'd like to talk with you.
Sure. You shrinks love to talk. Talk and prod and peel people open. But Darla, she never had the spine for anything real. Me? I don't mind getting my hands dirty.
Why reveal yourself to me?
Because you asked the wrong question and you pushed a little too hard. Therapy's over, Doc.